of, you know, your road and how you got to where you are today. Ellie, why don't we start with you?
Sure. So I was from Youngstown, born and raised. Youngstown region. And my first, went away to college. My first job out of school was in the nonprofit world. I worked for Meridian Healthcare. Loved it. Never thought it would be. I always really had a passion for our community and it really gave me an outlet. So I was there 10 years, never thought I would leave there. I had great mentors. And then somebody from Nationwide Insurance approached me. They were recruiting agents and, never in a million years did I think that I would do insurance. And I sat down with them in a matter of a few minutes. I got that own my own business bug. I, you know, was working so hard and I realized I could be doing this for myself. And so that was going on 11 years ago. So okay. I left my job, got my insurance license, bought an agency. And so here I am.
And you guys are doing a lot of construction and things I see going on right now.
I started with myself and one employees. There's 12 of us today. I'm hiring, so please, if anybody's interested. We had 5 locations before COVID. My goal has always been to consolidate. And so we purchased a building in Howland that we're renovating right now.
Awesome.
Hopefully we'll be in May.
And we're representing the logo down here.
Very good. I wouldn't have traded for the world. It's a big, you know, leap of faith, but I'm happy I'm here.
That's great. That's great. Lisa, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, when I was 2 years old. No, I'm just kidding.
In the beginning. I think I did good.
You did really good. So for me, like my career path, like I went to school to thinking that I would have a world in politics. And I did have a quick stint in politics. I worked on a campaign here locally. And then from there, I went to DC where I was working at a digital or mail firm, which there you go, is your digital and your marketing piece that probably stuck with me. And then after that, I went into commercial real estate. Absolutely loved it. Was able to morph what I knew in the political world with what needed to be done on the commercial for residential and commercial development. And then I decided to come back home because we all know it's a great place to raise your family. Mm-hmm. And from there, I just started working and I apologize. It never stops. And there you go, Patrick Bergen. he's probably like, I see you. But from there, came back home, started off in residential real estate here. And then went back to my roots of commercial real estate and actually really like what I find, what I love, what I do is helping everyone reach their goals and helping them get to the objectives that they're trying to achieve. Yeah. And with that, with Homes and Hops and everything that I was doing, really I bridged the gap with Dandelion Inc.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. I definitely want to know more about that pretty soon. So we'll talk more about that. Aspasia, so let's talk about you and, you know, how you guys got to this point, because, if anyone's in downtown Youngstown, they see the Penguin City building now.
I mean, honestly, I've been coming downtown since I was 16 years old and just kind of fell in love with everything about downtown. So I've kind of, you know, focused myself, my jobs, everything around this everything and watched it, you know, create, you know, become what it is. So, I mean, I've worked as in the bar business, started a little movie theater, just kind of finding my way. And then when Richie and I got, you know, married and we were kind of thinking of, you know, creating this idea, it just kind of made sense for both of us because he loves beer and I love promoting our Youngstown and, you know, wanting to help be a part of the revitalization. So I felt like this was a way that I could, you know, enjoy it. But then at the same time, I just fell in love with the whole beer industry. So, I mean, it just kind of worked out and that's, you know, where we are. And like the more, you know, I just want to keep growing it. And it's like, now I feel like I'm just on this train. That's just not gonna stop.
That's awesome.
You love that train analogy.
Yeah. I do.
Well, and we just had Derek McDowell on the show and he could not say enough about you too. And
I love
just
Derek.
How the whole, you know, this side of town is like completely changing over since you guys have bought that building and, you know, put so much into it. And Hannah, you're also in the Penguin City building. So tell us about your business and how you got to this point.
Okay. Well, in the beginning, I am a Youngstown kid through and through. Grew up on the south side of Youngstown. Graduated from Cheney. Kind of did like all the steps that we were told to do from, you know, the baby boomers, go to college, do this, and get a job. So I actually went to college, got my bachelor's degree. Then a few years later, I got my master's degree in business. So I worked in higher education. I worked for Youngstown City Schools. I also, for 2.5 years, I was an assistant brewer with Modern Methods. So, but with my history and with cider and wine, I've been a home winemaker for 10 years now.
Okay.
So kind of just started as a hobby, grew from like 10 gallons in my mom's office in her apartment to like up to like 70 gallons at one time in like in my basement.
Wow.
But for the past 5 years, I knew I wanted to pursue this professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So basically for 5 years, I have been kind of looking for a space. Either it was like too run down, cost too much to fix up, or it was too expensive to move right in.
Sure.
It's being a startup. So, and it was this crazy kind of like when I was ready to give up, like where they bought their building and just word of mouth from, I believe, Derek McDowell and Jacob. They were like, hey, Aspatia, you guys need to talk to Hannah. And she doesn't understand and didn't know why, because we've been in the beer industry together. We knew mm-hmm. each other. She knew I was a brewer. And then when they told her, she didn't know. Cause like, it was like some people knew, a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
And then she just invited me out to their open house and was just like, hey, do you see yourself in this spot? And so, and here we are. Like,
that's great.
Yeah. A year later, yeah. Here we are. So
and
that's kind of
friends.
Yes. And so, and that's how this actually, became a reality. So.
No doubt. That's exciting. It's cool how everyone's career path could be completely different, mm-hmm. but you know, you get to where you are and you have a cool story to have behind it. So that's awesome. All right. I asked the five ladies on Thursday to give me one word to describe themselves.
Oh,
now I'm kind of prefacing this with, now some of you are, you know, more laid back. Some of you are more go-getters. Some of you, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can describe yourself, or other people may have written about you or, you know, told stories about you. What is one word you can describe yourself with? Whoever wants to take it. Marissa last week was like, I'm not touching this one. She went last. And then she had like three words. So, does anyone want to go first?
Go ahead. You go.
No, go ahead, Ellen.
No, you spoke up.
I would say that's so hard, but the word that came to mind was brave.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in order to do the things I've done, I've had to really be brave and put myself out there.
Okay.
That's good, because you do. Mm-hmm. To be able to do what we do, you have to be brave.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's resilient.
That's good.
I would say, Richie would probably say, oh, yes, positive.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm telling you, the world could be ready. Mm-hmm. Like, the world could be over tomorrow, and mm-hmm. I will somehow find something positive about that. And Richie's always like, I can't believe, how could you think that today was the worst day in the world? And I'll always be like, yeah, but this happened, or look mm-hmm. at everything. I'm always thinking in that positive way. Like, I can't think negative.
That's
so
awesome.
I would say
it's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
I might be like Marissa. I might have like quite a few words.
But, you can have as many as you want.
But no, I honestly would describe myself as like chill. A lot of people are even like, aren't you so excited you're about to open? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you don't seem excited. I was like, I am. It's in there. But like lately, like pretty much like no pun intended, a lot of people just say dope. Like mm-hmm. it is like almost like it, and it kind of like puts everything together. And not, not just using the word, because that's my brand, but that's what a lot of people have kind of described me. And then some people this past weekend have actually just called me dope. So I was just like, that's my name. So I was like, okay, I'll just go with
it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And I think every word you guys used, what, you know, yours, you can't get too high or too low sometimes in business. You got to be positive when you don't want to be all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be tough. There's going to be tough times, and brave. I mean, you cannot start a business if you're not brave. Mm-hmm. So all those words are perfect to describe all four of you, and probably all of each of you has all of those traits.
Yeah.
So let me ask this now, and let's go the other way.
Okay.
This time, Hannah, give me or give your, let me preface it this way. Give yourself maybe 5 years ago when you're breaking into this business, some advice of where you are now versus and what you kind of know. So like, or someone maybe breaking into your business, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would pretty much say, don't give up, because it's definitely, is not easy. And like myself, when I wanted to give up, you felt like every door was closed, one actually opened.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably messed up the quote that I saw, but it's pretty much, it was like, if the door's not opening for you, that's just not your door.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of doors that were closed and it just wasn't it. And then again, this, it came at the right time. So, but definitely like Lisa's term, like be resilient,
mm-hmm.
like, just keep going.
Love it. How about you, Aspasia?
This is a tough
one. Be positive about it.
I would say, if you're thinking of just whatever you're doing, say it's starting your business, whatever amount you think, double it.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
yeah.
So
okay.
True.
Because
money, time, all of it.
Oh yeah.
Because
especially now.
In my head, a lot of things I thought, just in the business, like mm-hmm. how much it would be to purchase ingredients or how much it would be to do this. In my head, I thought it was way lower. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it can't be more than that. And then it's double that number.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that, and that's a huge thing to think about, because, you know, if I would have known that, then, you know, there were some things I would have maybe planned differently.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Okay. Lisa, how about you?
So this is a lesson that I'm still trying to work on myself, but I would say focus.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in life, there are so many different distractions,
yeah.
either internal distractions and external distractions, that we just need to keep I'm so bad at sayings. Is it eye on the pie? Is that it? Eye on the
ball? On the prize.
Not my strong suit. but just keep focused and don't let that outside or internal noise mm-hmm. stop you from what you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's good.
Especially in the era of social media, when
yeah.
you're going to hear criticism, you're going to hear a 100%. Lot of negative,
yeah.
you know, tone out there. That's great. And it goes back to your, you know, Aspasia mm-hmm. be positive too. It really does. Ellie, what about you?
Lisa, I almost thought she was going to say the same thing, but it was similar. I think you have to know your strengths and focus mm-hmm. on your strengths. I think in the beginning when I started business, I thought I wanted to be all things to everybody, you know, mm-hmm. and as entrepreneurs, we see somebody's doing this over there and I think, oh, I could do that, or I could do it, or they're using a new technology, I can implement this. And I think you really have to know what you do well
sure.
and build on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you don't, that's where you bring a team around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be the other side of that, is just find a team, you know, as one person. You know, when I started my business, I'm the IT person, I'm the phone, I'm the sales, I'm everything. And I think really building a team around you and finding other people outside of your business and bringing them alongside of you, whether it's a CPA or an IT person, a marketing person.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. All right, this could be an easy question or a hard question, depending on how you look at it. What, when you guys wake up in the morning, what is your motivation? What motivates you to, you know,
get out of bed,
get out and, you know, take on the day?
Nice. I know.
I think I'm motivated. I think the easy thing is just being a mom. And I mean, that's my why, but just, I think I'm motivated to make something awesome,
mm-hmm.
like whatever that might be. And so I think that always drives me.
So for me, I mean, like what you said, yes, like I'm a mom, so there's that aspect. But in all honesty, I love life. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter how bad things get, mm-hmm. like whether I'm in a corner crying because it was a tough day or whatever it may be, I still love life. I love people. Mm-hmm. And I feel so blessed every day to have to wake up. Mm-hmm. So I want to take all that opportunity that God has given us and get out there and do something good.
Sure. Hannah or Aspasia?
For me, it's just, I am a dog mom, so I have to take her out in the morning, but,
but not no, cleaning up yeah, a mess. That's my motivation. Mess.
But, pretty much since, probably this past year, or the past 2 years building up into now that it's actually knowing like the doors are open, it's like I've come to realize that this path that I'm on, this what I'm doing is bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And so it's nerve-wracking because like knowing certain things, like I'm the first to do this. And it's like, you know, I have to get up because again, it's bigger than me. Someone's watching, someone's like, hey, probably waiting to, you know, reach mm-hmm. out to me somehow and say, hey, how can I do this? So it's definitely, that's a motivation, like, just knowing like it's just bigger than me, and if this is the path that I'm on and doing this, I just, you know, keep going and just rock it out.
That's great.
Ride the train.
Yeah, ride that train. That B&O.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it feels like, because I mean, sometimes you don't want to get out of bed,
right?
But I would say like on those days, you know, it's the first thing I do. I mean, I look at my social media every morning. Like, that's the first thing I do and mm-hmm. get, like, ideas of kind of what I want to talk about or, you know, what I'm going to post. And if I'm seeing, like, one of my ladies on social media up at 6 a.m. working out or doing this, or Lisa's like, yeah, I just was on my run at 5 a.m. That
kind of... 6 a.m. It's never 5.
That is, like, get your ass out of bed. Yeah. You know, just yeah. kind of like when I'm seeing other women out there getting up and doing it
sure.
when, well, you know, and or they're having a bad day or whatever, it's always just like, okay, get up. They're mm-hmm. doing this or they're turning their life around. Like, I love seeing when people are just turning their life around. I'm totally inspired by Morgan from One Hot Cookie.
Oh, I know. The Spartan race, yeah, right?
And I'm seeing her like, busting ass, like doing the same, and I'm like, get on your treadmill this morning. Yeah. Like, so I like that, you know, other women, especially locally, are like motivating me sure. to keep moving.
She goes every day.
Mm-hmm. She's blowing my yeah. mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay. All right. Very good. So you guys are busy as hell. Yeah. all four of you. How do you plan?
We don't.
How do you take care of yourself? How do you plan for rest? How do you, you know, how do you just take care of yourself while either running a business or, you know, helping other people run their business or get things done?
I think, and I can speak for myself, that one of the things as women we have a tendency to do is put ourselves on the back burner. Mm-hmm. And we will do everything for everyone else, sometimes at the expense of our own mm-hmm. selves. Mm-hmm. It's in our nature. So I think like I said, with myself, even with the focusing, like, I mean, I am well aware of my strengths and my weaknesses and where I need to make sure that I hone in. And one of those things is self-care mm-hmm. and not waiting till I'm at the brink where I'm closing the closet and crying in there so nobody else can see me, but like making sure that it is constant. My running is one of those things, but would you guys agree with that? Like,
oh yes. Oh yeah. And I think just having boundaries, I mean, that's the big thing. It's interesting, like before COVID, I think that I was doing really well with this, saying no. And it's now like everybody's back and we want to socialize. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding I'm now at this place where I need to start saying no again. Mm-hmm. And I can feel it. You know, you feel mm-hmm. spread thin and overcommitted. But I know I have times that are sacred. I have, you know, I pick my son up from school almost every day, which is amazing, beautiful thing about owning your own business. And I have times that are sacred, you know, mm-hmm. and then I have my routines. My mornings are important. And then just being okay, having that boundary and not answering a text or a phone call, and which is hard, you know, hard to do. Mm-hmm. I do it well, but
especially when she doesn't answer a text and all of a sudden they call.
Yeah.
I think that is good advice though. Like being able to say no, like that's something I struggle with.
Yeah.
You always want to please people and you know, but it's difficult. And like you said, it spreads you thin, and sometimes in your own best interest, you mm-hmm. have to learn that mm-hmm. skill. So that's great.
I mean, when we started, I mean, Richie knows, for the first year, we said yes to every single thing mm-hmm. that was asked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every sponsorship, every event. And you're just like, in your head, you're like, but I'm starting. I have to. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to. I can't say no.
Right.
So I think, for the first year, we were constantly, I mean, I don't even think we took, I didn't see anybody. I didn't see my family, no one. And then I hit a little medical issue that pretty much that my body was just like, you got to stop. Mm-hmm. Like you have to, like eventually your body tells you, you have to stop.
Sure.
And then I fought it a little bit. Cause I was like, no, I'm not gonna listen to you and keep doing it. And then finally I had to really stop and say, okay, I can't do everything. I have to say no. And it's hard. It's mm-hmm. hard when someone asks you, mm-hmm. especially locally, a local business, a business that your friend or whatever, and they're asking, that's probably the hardest part mm-hmm. is saying no to mm-hmm. stuff like that.
And as our businesses grow, and I know you know this, Aspasia, we get lots of requests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It is hard. And I think being clear about what are your goals, what serves my business, what serves me personally, and sticking with that. And that's hard. It's hard. Especially when you like people.
I know. Yeah. And you and your business, you want to please everybody. Yeah. You don't want anybody to be like, oh, they don't like us. They don't support us. They don't they don't like dogs. They don't, you know, give a dog basket.
Right.
And it's not that. I mean, it's like golf outings.
Yeah.
You know, we probably get asked like 200 like golf outings. And when that one golf outing asks, I know that to them that's special, mm-hmm. but I have 200 that just asked for gift baskets and money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard trying to pick, well, which ones do we do? Sure. Mm-hmm. It could be stress. Like I will go home like with anxiety, like, oh my God, like, you know, I hope those people are mad at me. I hope they, you know, keep drinking my beer, you know what I mean? Like, because I wasn't able to do it. Mm-hmm. So those are definitely things I think a lot of businesses have that issue.
I had earlier this incident earlier. You guys will relate. Somebody stopped. I was on a deadline. I was really busy. Somebody stopped into my office, and they can't. I'm in a different area, and they messaged me and said somebody's there, and I said I can't. I'm on a deadline. I can't come out. So then the person leaves, and they come up. They brought me a Mocha House cheesecake for National Women's Day. I felt horrible, like the worst human. And so then when I got in my car and I had a chance, I didn't know this person, but I knew the organization. I had her cell, and I like right away, I'm like, I'm calling this girl. So, but you can't, you know, and that's hard.
Hannah will know.
I mean, I know now, and people have asked me for baskets and stuff like that. I'm like, I have a little bit of merch. I was like, you know, I was like, but this is like part of me getting money too,
right?
And again, like, you don't want to say no because it's like, it's for a good cause. It's like, I've been in a nonprofit, but then I'm like, then some people tag me on certain things on Facebook, and I can't even reply because I'm just like, you guys, my doors aren't even open. I was like, I'm over here like scrambling. I was like, let me get a revenue stream coming in first. So it's just like, so this is like, I'm just like, I'm like that Homer Simpson meme where it's like, I'm backing up in the bushes. I was like, I don't want to say no, but then I'm just like, I really don't have it right now, but you know, I do what I can. If I'm like, okay, here's a sweatshirt, here's a t-shirt, Yeah, I was like, I can do that. But, you know, like them, I want to do more. Like, mm-hmm. I want to do like a beautiful basket that they put together. I'm like, I got like two little things I can put in there. So, but yeah, so it's like, so I'm learning and seeing, and again, just being a part of the community and certain sectors that I've worked in. I was like, I already know it's coming. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, for those people that really respect the business, they know the worst thing someone can say is no, you know, at the yes. end of the day, you know, you can ask, it's nothing personal. It's just, it is what it is. So, and to go back to your point, mm-hmm. you can't spread yourself too yeah. thin either. So very good. So you guys have all, you know, kind of similar paths, but very different paths at the same time. You need people to help you along the way. So who are some people, you know, and I'm sure you don't want to leave anybody off, but you can, you know, shout out a few people that maybe have helped you along your way. So whoever wants to take that one.
Everyone's sitting here. I think yeah. that's like the most amazing thing about this Youngstown is how we so many of us intersect in business and our personal lives. I mean, I could go down the line and say something about each very in-depth and meaningful things about everybody here and how we've helped each other, how they've helped me in my business. And then just last week, that's why, I mean, every woman that you had on there, it's just amazing how much people are willing to give up themselves and share and are so generous. And, but Alexa Sweeney last week is one of my dear friends and someone I really admire. So she's one, Bergen from One Hot Cookie. It's always, you know, just always willing to share and help. And we're always sending books to each other and articles and different things every day. So I have so fortunate of a good group, mm-hmm. not just of women, but, you know, of men too, of other business owners that that's one beautiful thing about this area. Yeah. I know you guys would agree.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a crowdsourcer. So I love like that. And I've also learned who my group is to crowdsource with.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have to say, like Ellie said, the three of you we are bonded and connected right. for probably the rest of our lives.
Right.
And the other women that were on the panel last week. And then I think of like Kelly Cotullo, your mm-hmm. sister, Shelly, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. your mom. Like, I mean, we have so many strong, Suzanne Barbati, like we have so many strong women in our area. And part of my thing and my advice is also make sure you surround yourself with good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my women. I love our group, mm-hmm. and I think that we build each other, and we're not the people to say to each other, like, why you shouldn't do something. If they think that there's something amiss with whatever you said, mm-hmm. it's, hey, did you think about doing it this way?
Sure.
Because that's the one thing I can't stand people who poo-poo crap and like give you no advice on how to like, it's like, if you don't have anything to offer, don't say anything at all. Mm-hmm. But like,
we still challenge each other.
We definitely do.
But it's good in a good way. It makes you better.
You have to. My husband, like it's not just women. I have great men in my life too. So Justin, Joe, so you just got to make sure that you're surround yourself with positive, influential people.
That will make you better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Your circle defines who you are or mm-hmm. who you want to be.
Yeah. So. That healthy competition is good.
Yeah.
Keyboard warriors of social media that you've never met, you know?
And yeah.
Like you said, there's going to be so many people out there that criticize and, mm-hmm. oh, this is the way I would do it. Well, yeah, you're not doing it though. So, mm-hmm. you know, so, but I think that's good. You guys can feed off of each other. How about you two?
I mean, I'm drawn to motivators. I've always mm-hmm. been. I feel like that's where I kind of gravitate to. I mean, I remember when I first met Ellie,
I know.
I was like, just so like, oh my God, I was so just inspired by mm-hmm. her journey. And, you know, I get drawn to it and then it motivates me. Mm-hmm. I was very drawn to Bergen from One Hot Cookie. I mean, her and her daughter, just what they did.
I've heard so much about this. I've never met her.
Oh, she's awesome. Okay, on here.
Morgan Ann Bergen.
Okay.
Yeah. Just her story. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the first businesses downtown when everything was
downtown.
Yes.
Kind of, you know, shaking up. And
it was still a great story.
Yeah. More beer? Is that what we're
looking for? Yeah. we're having Richie.
This beer is delicious.
By the way, real quick, Aspasia, hold up the water, too.
I have the
Do you drink the whole thing?
You got to hydrate.
She got a new one. That's actually a new one.
If you own feel a like brewery, you should just drink that much water.
This past year, or since this whole project started, I mean, it's all women. I mean, you know, Richie... Today's Women's Day. Yeah. But you know, Lisa kickstarted this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I told her that a couple weeks ago. East End happened pretty much because of Lisa. I mean, I saw the Republic building, but I thought it was just something that could never happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always saw that empty warehouse and just kind of like, oh, that'd be cool. And she talked to me about it. It was like fairy godmother, like, and as soon as I saw it, it just set off this, like,
that's what just cool. had to like, happen. We all have businesses, but I think we're inspired by Youngstown. There is a magical thing here where, like, Lisa, you just wanted to see it happen. Like, and Penguin City and, like, Dope. I mean, things Lisa does with my business, I think she's so motivated by just making something awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's what drives it. And beautiful things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because from Lisa, then I talked to my cousin Anissa, who's an architect. And then
who also kicks ass.
And
she's been project managing on my building.
She's taking on that, which I have no idea how she's doing it. And then when I saw this empty space, I thought of Hannah. And then when we got together, I heard her story and was like, this girl's got to fly. Like I knew it deep down inside that if the world sees her and lets her shine, she's going to take off.
That's awesome.
And she had to. Like, so it was like all of this just sparked from just a conversation at Prima.
Yep.
And it's unreal. Just what women can do.
At the Women's United.
So it kind of blows my mind when I think of that. Like just one conversation, all of us just kind of, and Ellie's always worked with me with our brewery and insurance and stuff. So of course, she had to come in and help with that monster.
Yeah, but you do meet people, and it is like Aspasia and I met at Susie's, like I think at the bar, and you just connect, and I know it happens other communities, but I think it's something special about Youngstown that we have here.
It's awesome, Hannah. How about you?
I guess me, it's like again, it's just I've become closer to all of them this past year, but again, just seeing each other in passing at different things, but again, for me, like my friends are my family. So other than my intermediate family, like my mom, my brother, my cousins, things like that. I would have to shout out Keelan and Lim Bilal. They're owners of Excalibur Barber inside of Southern Park Mall. His story is amazing. He's like one of the first Black owned businesses inside the Southern Park Mall.
Okay.
I believe he's on year 7 or 8 now. Then I have my friends, Jennifer and Jason Roller, they have an amazing story too.
She's awesome.
Jennifer is a powerhouse. Then I have my friends here, Julius Oliver, First Work Councilman, but we've also been friends since Sheridan Elementary School on the south side of Youngstown. So I call him my best friend-in-law. He's married to my best friend. Those people have motivated me. Yeah, I think Derek McDowell, Jacob Harver. I can go on. Tree Avery with Dough House Cookies. It would be times we went through the WE program down at the YBI together, and her and I became close there. And it's just sometimes I would just go when she had her shop inside the Canfield Library. I would drive all the way from the north side to the Canfield Library and just to kind of just be in her presence. She would be working there. I'd sit in the lobby and I had to pull my laptop out And it was just like that different vibe that you get that energy, but it's like everybody together. Like you get your sources for like your energy source from different people, and like they pull something different out of me. You know, my other friends, they pull something different out of me. But everything again, it goes back to what Spacious says. It's positivity, it's the bravery, the things that you're going out there. So it motivates you. And again, it's bigger than me. And it's like, you know, we're all doing this for the love of Youngstown. Mm-hmm. And I think people actually are starting to see that, and they're getting on that train. They're getting on that train, and they are. You know, and they are like full steam ahead. Is that another train reference?
That's correct.
Yeah. It is. And so it's that, and it's just like, and I feel like I'm getting emotional. I don't know if I'm getting hot from the beer or something like that, but no. But it's all of that combined. It's like it's very like overwhelming, but it's like you just channel that to like just energy and power, and I love it. So
awesome.
I do want to do a shout out to YBI. Those women there. Maybe the beer is affecting me. Barb Ewing, Tanisha Wheeler, Stephanie Gilchrist. Like those women are phenomenal. And
Stephanie is another powerhouse. There, her husband, Ryan's Chair, one of the first barbershops, probably big ones that kind of helped a lot of other black barbers in the area. They started there, but her Stephanie Gilchrist, like shit, I was under her when I was at YBI with the WE program, and she's a powerhouse. So.
She and all those women will challenge you and make you better.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Very nice. Yeah. So many influential people in our area. And a lot of people think of Youngstown as a small town, mm-hmm. but there's so much room for growth, but so much opportunity for mm-hmm. growth as well.
There's
here.
A ton.
But let me ask you guys all of this. This is, you can leave this as open-ended as you want. If you were not doing what you're doing right now, what else would you be doing?
There's sometimes I wish I worked at a library.
I think business in any way, you know, that's what drives me, and I'm passionate about it. So I feel like any type of business, building a team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wouldn't mind being a travel blogger.
Oh.
Traveling.
That would be fun.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I thought about real estate, and I think I talked to Lisa about it.
I probably talked to her a couple
years ago.
Let me tell you
about
my day.
I was like, hey, what do I need? But it says that I need to have, like, you know, this company behind me in order to get this realtor's license. So I honestly,
Bergen Freakin' is hiring too.
Sure. I honestly have thought about that, and it was just like another, you know, just something else other than I was like, I can't really see myself behind a desk anymore. Like a lot of people think, like, because you have your MBA, like, oh, you need to be corporate America. I was like, mm-mm. I kind of hate dressing up. It's like, and I can't sit behind a desk and a computer screen like all day, every mm-hmm. day anymore. I wanted something that can move. If I could write, I would say traveling blogger, but if I can move around and be able to like kind of just like interact, and again, like that kind of like also as you're interacting, you're helping. So I feel like being a realtor, you're still helping someone mm-hmm. get to their dream. So that I could see myself doing that.
Awesome.
That's the awesome part.
Yeah.
The you're stuff before.
Yeah. All that stuff. Yeah.
I'm kidding. I love what I do.
Oh, wow. I guess if I don't know, I really like the idea of owning a lot of land and farming it and being a homesteader. Okay. I know that sounds
Have you watched Yellowstone?
Yes. I've always had
Richie could be ripped.
I've always had this like I've always been drawn to just that homesteading, living off the grid kind of lifestyle.
Okay.
I mean, I know that's so different from what I'm doing, but I guess in another world I would do that. I would try to, you know, live off the grid and farm and learn how to, I would love to grow my own vegetables and have it carry me over to the next year. I think that's so wild when, like, Anissa, she gardens a lot. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, I'll grow so many tomatoes, I won't have to buy tomatoes. I'm like,
yeah, she can.
That's so, really yeah. interesting. Right. Like, food I would want too. To learn that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of just a little something that is, you know, that I think about. And but with the brewery, our one assistant brewer is very into agriculture and stuff, and he wants to do like hop walls and, you know,
yeah.
that we can do there. So, and then we talked about maybe there's a lot of land on the east side.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. we
there's
could
a ton of land some, on the east side.
Do an orchard, yeah. do like mm-hmm. a dope Penguin City farm yeah. that you can
I mean,
do an orchard.
Yeah. Yeah. We, so we I insurance. Keep telling Joe, we need a podcast. We need a farmer's podcast.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. I feel like urban we're right farming. For it.
I yeah. think that would be urban farming.
Yeah.
I like,
so I would, that's something.
I watched a whole documentary. I forget the gentleman's name, but in Los Angeles, he spearheads like the urban farming.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could go into farming, yeah. all, like sustainable. That, like
maybe, yeah, maybe yeah. that's our,
it would be awesome.
But these are also things that are already kind of in Youngstown. I remember just growing up,
they're already,
like, they're like mm-hmm. apple trees. Like yeah. in the back,
they are there.
My friend, the Bilals, on their property on the south side, I believe they have like 3 apple trees, and they had a pear tree, but it died. Then they have like a cherry tree. And again, I was like, cherries grow on trees? Like, you know, certain things. Yeah. So like there were things like we've already had here, and either people just didn't realize or didn't appreciate it, and mm-hmm. they either cut them down, got rid of it. And it's so, like, I would love to bring that back.
Oh, I know Sarah Lowry, who's another phenomenal woman in Youngstown. She did work on and tried to bring it with Ohio State farming.
Oh, the agricultural. Like, yeah.
And to be able to provide that, the urban gardens, and not to go down the rabbit hole, but I'll just leave it at this, is the problem is they'll go in and they'll create this, but it's get the maintenance of
it's
it,
not sustainable.
Which is ironic.
Yeah.
I mean, because uh-huh. in life, right, mm-hmm. in all of our businesses, it's not just the start of it; it's the maintenance of it along the way, mm-hmm. and that endurance that we all need to have to be able to go forward and actually keep it growing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, just bringing it back.
Yeah, but, definitely.
But, you're growing okay. something. You're growing yeah. your business.
Yeah.
You know, a different kind of agriculture, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's I always like to ask that question because I always want to see if people would go completely opposite or something similar.
Yeah.
So those are cool. I like the agricultural
aspect
to that.
Guess we're going to be starting farming now.
Farming.
I know.
We're all like, okay, let's do the next thing.
Look what you've done, Justin.
there's got to be some college
Joe's already
kids.
In development yeah. of an urban farming podcast.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We will be on research of that. All right. This is, for me, this is a very difficult. You have to choose one of these two things.
Ooh.
And for you two especially, this might be a tough one.
I'm sorry.
You can only choose one of these two beverages the rest of your life.
Oh, the rest of our lives.
For the rest of your life, you can only have one. Now, it doesn't mean like Richie can't have another. You know what I mean? So,
oh, that's even worse.
You can only,
like, he could drink what he wants and she's
just hypothetically.
Share.
Whatever
that's
you
nice.
Pick, that's what you have to stick with. And for me, I just saw this question on cleveland.com, and I was like, this is so good.
Okay.
Would you pick coffee
oh.
or alcohol? You can only pick one.
Alcohol.
You have to give up the other one completely.
Alcohol.
It's
like an
I don't think I could give up coffee.
I couldn't give up coffee.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
I know that's terrible to say, especially in this room, but I would have to keep my
coffee. That's why it's a tough question.
I would have to keep my coffee.
I mean, it would be alcohol, even
you
though
you can still make it.
Well, no, because you know what? Back in medieval times or colonial times, they didn't really drink. Well, water was
yeah.
not good.
Yeah,
so
you
they
have
would
to drink alcohol.
They
yeah.
would brew
right.
alcohol, but it would be a very low percentage. So kids drank mm-hmm. it. Women, you drank it all day. It was like the ale or cider.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be alcohol.
Oh, for me. If I had to give one up, it would be coffee. I'm not a real coffee drinker anyway. I need all
God,
the flavor.
Me either.
I need all the flavor in it.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I want your answer, so.
I'm curious.
Yeah, you can probably tell by my voice. I'm off camera. I mean, yeah, I'm not a female, so I don't even know if I can be answering this question. I'm a coffee man and a beer man. I would give up the coffee.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I think I would have the shakes, at least for like a week.
I don't know. Richie, Hannah.
That way, I probably wouldn't be able to get out of bed then.
Bring it.
Okay. Thank you. So I had to ask that because I saw it
yesterday.
That's
a crazy question.
I'm scared too much already. Like, coffee makes me.
People that, you know.
That was almost an easy question.
That was easy. Like, yeah.
Coffee.
I can't.
But for me, it's like, well, there's wine, there's beer, there's
yeah,
vodka, there's
margaritas.
There's, yeah.
Well, there's Bailey's, there's yeah. Kahlua.
Yeah, and you can't mix those in your coffee.
Yeah.
Wait, so I have to drink the coffee straight?
Oh yeah. Well, you could
just
can't put any alcohol
or sugar
in
or whatever.
You can't put alcohol.
You can't have the Bailey's.
Says who?
You can't.
I don't do well with restrictions.
Richie,
I guess I can.
Yeah, you can.
I didn't know we were the bartender.
All right, let me ask this question. In college sports, we're not talking sports.
Okay.
In college sports right now, name, image, and likeness is a big thing. So, you know, college kids can get endorsements, make money off of their, you know, their likeness. So if you guys, other than your own product, could endorse one product out there, what would you endorse?
Locally, nationally, globally.
Wherever you want, anything you want. The door is wide open.
Oh, this question's hard.
That's hard. So I honestly, Nike, I think does a great job in uplifting women.
Okay.
So if I was ever a superstar enough as an athlete to be, you're asking on if we were athletic,
just the brand.
Yeah.
Brand.
I have one. Okay. So I have this ring. It's an Aura ring.
Okay.
And I think like all the stuff that's out there that you can monitor your health, like continuous glucose monitors. And so my doctor recommended this ring a couple years ago. And when NBA players went back to play after COVID, you see they're all wearing these. And it tracks my sleep, my heart rate, my heart rate variability. So I can look at it like when I wake up in the morning. And you could sleep with it. But I mean, it gives you a lot of good analytics, like on your health.
Okay.
And it's changed how I do a lot of things.
Okay.
So it's called an Aura ring.
An Aura.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it comes in all different colors and styles.
Nice.
So yeah, she's a pusher of it.
Yeah.
like you can see like the little stuff.
You've been
inside.
Trying to sell that to me for
yeah.
a while.
So you're going for Nike. You're going
I would
for
still
the
stick
Aura
with
ring.
Nike.
How about you two?
Like all I do is promote my brand and now I have to think of like another brand. It's hard. Well, this I don't know, Hannah. I'm
you can pass.
You guys could swap, like you could do
like,
each other.
Honestly, I gotta be honest, I love her. I
there
love her logo.
I
love it more than anything. I would wear her brand every single day.
Oh,
I'm gonna say dope.
Dope.
I'll promote dope.
There
okay.
you go.
If
that's
I didn't
fair.
Have Penguin City,
I love
I'd be
that.
Like, Hannah, I'm
yeah.
jumping on the dope train.
But you see that you support her in that way.
What does dope stand for?
Dope stands for dwelling on positive energy.
Awesome. That's right up your alley.
Positive pants.
And it's Youngstown. It's, you know, if I didn't have Penguin, I'd probably attach myself to something else that's Youngstown related.
That's perfect.
So.
I think to me, what I would promote are like shoes. No brand.
You
is
do love
needed.
Your shoes.
Mm-hmm. I love my shoes. I love them to stand out. Like these are the most comfortable shoes like I discovered on Amazon that are like $45 and they come in like all these different colors.
So what shoes are those?
They look like Yeezys.
They're called Just So So.
Ooh. Oh.
And they're very comfortable. And like I said, they're like, they come in like all these different colors and they're like $45. So I probably will not buy another pair of Nikes or anything like that.
Are
right
you
now.
Just in my brand?
But no, not at all. I love shoes. Like before these, like I had all red Huaraches and they were Nike. So I love, but I would endorse just shoes in general. Like
okay.
I keep staring at Richie's boots and I'm like, dude, I need a pair.
Oh my
and
god.
Then, so
what size shoe do you wear?
So
I have a lot. My son's into shoes and he's now grown out of like really great ones.
Ooh, what size do you have?
Well, yeah, so there's a range.
Okay. I like okay.
like
these are
it probably looks gonna be like a women's
these are eight. Like a these no, they're just too small for me. These are like a men's 9, I think. I'm like a women's 10.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we should talk
well, as he grows, you know. Yeah. Hand him on. I don't mind either. Like, he's like, oh, you wear those? Come on, let's bring them on.
Oh, I agree.
I don't mind.
All right. So if you guys, you know, we talked a little bit how you take care of yourself and plan for some downtime. If you guys get some downtime, do you have time? Is there anything you're watching or listening to right now? Whether it be a show or a podcast or certain types of music or anything like that. Anything you guys, what do you do to entertain yourself with that kind of stuff?
I'm like all the above. Like, I'll listen to books, I'll watch a show, but in all honesty, what I love more than anything on my downtime is either hanging out with my family
mm-hmm.
or hanging out with my friends
mm-hmm.
because those are the mm-hmm. truly the moments of escape from everything, and having great conversation is everything to me.
Okay.
I agree with that too. I know I'm a podcast person, so. And I have a lot of drive time, so audiobooks, podcasts.
If you could recommend a certain podcast to someone, do you have one, like a go-to
one? Other than
one?
3304.
I know you listen to every episode.
I'm really into health podcasts. So probably the two right now that are on my rotation are, it's called Doctor's Pharmacy with Mark Hyman. And he talks a lot about just functional medicine, food is medicine. So that's like my regular daily. And then another one of my favorite women is Glennon Doyle. She has a podcast mm-hmm. called We Can Do Hard Things. And okay. she really addresses head on so many topics that I think people don't always talk about, whether it's, you know, abuse, alcoholism, relationships. I mean, she just dives in deep on a lot of great topics.
Okay.
So it's a great one for women. Those are mine too.
Okay.
I love reading. I think with COVID happened, I just started reading on my iPad, like library books, just mm-hmm. so now it's like I'm addicted. I have like, that's kind of calms me before I go to bed. I have to read.
Okay.
It's like my escape. It's mm-hmm. like I go into this world of whatever book I'm reading. Shows,
what are
like
you reading?
Right now I'm reading some weird thing. I don't know. It's some weird book about a cat that talks. I don't know. It was recommended, and now I'm
what
like,
kind
where
of dreams
is this
do you
going?
Have
like,
oh, the places you will go.
Yeah. Richie and I will get sucked in a show. Right, we got sucked into Yellowstone. We
so
in
good.
1883. We
so
started.
Good.
We started
Beth,
watching
by the
that.
Way, you're talking about strong female characters. It's probably the most badass character. On TV.
Yeah.
So
we get sucked into that. Honestly, when we do have downtime, we are with each other.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I mean, when we're at Penguin, we're not in, you know, we're either yelling at each other or we're not with each other. So it's like when we come home, that's now it's us as a couple
mm-hmm.
or family time. I mean, we try to get that family time in with mm-hmm. his daughter, with, you know, when my dad will be like, I haven't seen your face, then I know I have to make that time.
Sure.
So that's kind of where I do my downtime.
Okay. Yeah.
For me, I'm kind of like a lot of things too. Like, I'll watch TV if I'm driving long, a podcast, read it. But I'm actually right now I'm reading at night. I've been reading a chapter of the hidden history of Youngstown and Mahoney
Sean
Valley from Sean.
That's good.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it's really good. It's
okay.
like I'm actually learning stuff about, you know, Youngstown that, you know, you don't know. And also like they said, family time, friend. Like, I was actually just talking to Jennifer this morning, Roller. Like, we everybody's been so busy, and then, you know, COVID and different things like that. And I was like, yo, we miss each other, and we joke around because we have like, well, like, we've met at like her house a couple times, and I call it like island top conversations, where we literally, like, she has furniture that we can sit on, but we'll stand at her island in her kitchen and talk and laugh, you know, have a glass of wine and just be standing there. And we're like, we don't move to the living room. We don't move anything. We stand there. So it's like things like that you miss, but like things like that, like, I like my downtime is definitely trying to, because you don't want to lose those relationships that you've built and stuff like that, because you let everything else take control. And so, yeah, so just doing that, like, just finding that time to chill. And I just actually don't know if you guys have got Peacock, but I just watched Bel-Air, the new series.
I just
binged the first 6 episodes like yesterday. So
did you recommend
like,
it?
Yes. Okay. It's like definitely like modern day now. Like it's not funny, it's like drama. Okay. So I love it.
I like the funny one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same, pretty much the same thing, same characters, okay, everything. But it's just it's serious and a modern day twist, and nice. For like the Will Smith to be one of the producers of it. And it was awesome. Just like, so you can tell how like TV has evolved. Like we can handle drama like mm-hmm. that now, because we're just like, because at first you'd be like, oh, that's deep, but it's probably like probably what really happened, like, you know. So
mm-hmm. okay. I love that Red Table Talk. Like,
yeah,
oh, it's so good.
I guess
like, well, like Jada does mm-hmm. it, but yeah, Will's on sometimes.
Yeah,
it's so good.
All right, we've promoted podcasts, Nike shoes,
yes,
other people's brands. Let's go around one more time and just, you know, kind of tell us how people can get in touch with either you or your business. And if you want to throw out like a website or social media sure. or anything, Ellie, we'll start with you.
So Platt Insurance, we are a local independent insurance agent. We specialize in home, auto, business, life, and farm insurance. And we have
agriculture,
our main location.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. But our, yeah, coming soon is our office in Howland. But you can learn more about us at plattinsurance.com.
Awesome. Lee?
So mine's going to be a little bit more difficult. Just get a hold of me, Lisa Resnick, 330. But actually, 330-398-4788. I'm the managing broker for Bergen Freakin Commercial Group. So if there's anything that you need as entrepreneurs, startup companies, established businesses, whatever, give us a call. And we'll definitely help you out and provide that consultation that you initially need before proceeding on. If you're looking for marketing, reach out to me via Dandelion Inc. Or if you're looking to be on a podcast for Homes and Hops and tell us your story, give me a call as well.
A woman that
or if you want to walk Youngstown, also give me a call.
Yeah, we have to get that. Yeah.
And if you would like a review of Lisa's businesses, I'm like a client of all of them. So I can give you a review. Lisa has made my life and my business better.
Thank you.
That's true.
Aspasia.
I do have to give a shout out to Premier Bank because Dave Howard's yes. watching right now and he's like, hey, can you give me a shout out? So Dave, that's your shout out.
Okay, there we go.
Because I don't know what I would do without them. let me see. So Penguin City Beer, we have a new location. We're hoping to open May 1st. 460 East Federal, that's the new location. You can't miss it if you're downtown. And you can get a hold of us at penguincity.beer.
Okay. And I saw you guys recently signed a deal with the Scrappers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure with the lockout, the major league lockout, how that affects minor league baseball, but hopefully they're able to play in the near future. And obviously at YSU, you have a connection down there.
So. Yeah, we'll just be following along and seeing what happens. But yeah, we'll be at all the home games. And we'll have a scrappy tribute can. So we're excited about, you know, going into Warren and the little, you know.
I love your guys' social media too, by the way. It's cool how, you know, you'll find those like 150-year-old bottles and, you know, you hear these stories and, you know, it's just wild. Really cool how you connect the history of Youngstown with your business too. So you guys
I just try to be honest. That's it. Like, the social media is just honest. Just us.
I think
just
we appreciate that because there's really a lot of BS is. Out there. Too. Yeah. So honesty is really good.
It's true. Actually, I met somebody in New York this past week that she does the social media for Shaquille O'Neal. Oh. His sunglasses. Not like, because he too has a ton of different business ventures that he does. And she handles his sunglasses. And she was talking about, I mean, Shaquille O'Neal clearly gets like a lot of likes and no matter what he does, but when he does the silly real stuff, that's honest.
Yeah.
Like the feedback and everything that he'll get will like skyrocket. Mm-hmm. Like you talk about the peak, he hits the peak versus like the contrived, like, this is how you need to sit. This is what you need to look like and everything planned out. that's where, that's when you lose people's responses, because they know it's not real.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially gets my normal moronic self. She captures it. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But we love that, though. We love that. That's great. That's what makes you guys legit and real, you know, at the end of the day.
I mean, you have to have some of the other stuff.
Exactly. You got to be professional, but also be legit, too. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ham. For me, pretty much you can follow me on Instagram, Dope the Brand. I'm on that pretty much the majority of the time. And then, like, right next door to Penguin City Beer, 460 East Federal Street, Suite B. The East End. So, come check us out.
Is the plan for you to open when Penguin City opens? Is that sort of the plan?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we'll try. I mean, you know, it's with construction. We're going to try our hardest to all get open at the same time.
That's awesome.
You should make a honey cider with like Sweet Bee and then like a little bumblebee.
No, that's fine. Ooh, yeah, that's an idea. See, look, we
marketing. Yeah. We're marketing.
All right. Sweet Bee. Yeah.
Your new nickname.
Sweet Bee.
Well, ladies, thank you again so much for coming on. We appreciate you all. I still want to do a podcast when you guys open up down there.
Oh yeah,
hopefully live. We'll mix it up with sports.
Just don't sit on my seat. That's
cool. Oh yeah. Well, no. Lisa and I will co-host. We still got to do those beer Olympics. Yeah.
Richie, podcast on top of the bathrooms.
That would be awesome.
You could just do a people watching podcast. Honestly,
you could. Yeah. That would be funny.
But guys, thank you again so much. We appreciate you all. Check out all their businesses on social media and obviously patronize them if you are able. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. We will see you on Thursday.
Bye. Thanks, thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we